Life with AI Research Briefing, March 8, 2026. Today we completed 9 research sessions covering structural engineering foundation systems, energy systems district energy, structural engineering materials, mechanical and electrical fire and life safety, AI and compute infrastructure network infrastructure, AI and compute infrastructure AI governance, urban design and livability residential design, institutional design security architecture, and construction and logistics workforce. Here are the key findings. First, structural engineering, foundation systems. Foundation systems are the load transfer interface between a structure and the earth, piles, rafts, and their combinations that distribute building weight into competent bearing strata. For a 5,000-foot arcology housing 10 million people in Burleson County, Texas, the foundation challenge is categorically unlike any structure ever designed. The total structural load would be on the order of 37 billion tons, roughly 83,000 times the Burj Khalifa's foundation load, distributed over a 24.6 square kilometers footprint of expansive Gulf coastal plain clay with a shallow water table, active land subsidence history, and no bedrock within hundreds of meters. Current foundation engineering, while highly advanced for super tall buildings, does not scale to this problem in any direct way. The feasibility gap is not primarily technical. Individual pile and raft design is solvable. It is systemic. The ground itself cannot support the load without undergoing geological scale changes that are both irreversible and only partially predictable. Next, energy systems, district energy. District energy encompasses the centralized production and distribution of heating, cooling, and domestic hot water to multiple buildings through insulated pipe networks. For Arcology 1, this subdomain governs how thermal energy reaches 10 million residents across 5,000 vertical feet, a challenge with no precedent. Current state-of-the-art systems, fourth and fifth generation district heating slash cooling, can serve up to 1 million people in horizontal urban networks. The Arcology needs to scale this 10x while solving the unique physics of vertical thermal distribution, extreme hydrostatic pressures, and simultaneous heating slash cooling demands across vertically stratified climate zones. The technology exists at component level. The integration challenge at this scale requires breakthroughs in vertical pipe network design, pressure management, and real-time AI-driven thermal balancing. Next, structural engineering, materials. Structural materials for Arcology 1 must perform at scales no building has ever attempted, sustaining loads at 5,000 feet, 1,524 meters, resisting degradation for 200-plus year service life, and doing so economically across an estimated 50 to 100 million cubic meters of concrete and millions of tons of steel. The good news, the theoretical compressive strength limit of concrete, 8,500 feet for 12,000 psi, means the Arcology is within the physics envelope. The bad news, practical limits, pumpability, cost, thermal management, and quality control at scale are far more constraining than theoretical ones. Ultra-high-performance concrete, UHPC at 150 to 200 MPa, high-strength steel, S690, S960, engineered cementitious composites, ECC, and graphene-enhanced concrete all exist today. The gap is not invention, but deployment. No one has placed UHPC above 606 meters, welded S960 steel at construction speed, or manufactured self-healing concrete at commodity scale. The Arcology's material strategy must be zoned, different materials for different heights and structural functions, with computational materials design, ICME, guiding optimization. Next, mechanical and electrical, fire and life safety. Fire and life safety engineering for Arcology 1 represents the most extreme scaling challenge in the entire project. Current fire protection philosophy assumes buildings can be evacuated. The Arcology cannot. At 5,000 feet, 1,524 meters, the structure is 1.8x the height of Burj Khalifa and 1.5x the height of the planned Jeddah Tower, which itself required abandoning conventional evacuation strategies. The fundamental approach must shift from evacuate the building to defend in place with compartmentalized resilience, treating each sector as a self-contained fire district with its own suppression infrastructure, refuge systems, and internal fire service. This is achievable with current technology at the component level, but the system's integration at this scale has never been attempted. The gap is not in individual technologies, but in the orchestration of thousands of interdependent fire safety systems across a vertical city. Next, AI and compute infrastructure, network infrastructure. Network infrastructure for Arcology One encompasses the entire wired and wireless communications backbone, serving 10 million residents, thousands of businesses, critical life safety systems, and massive internal data center complexes, all within a single 5,000-foot vertical structure. Current technology can deliver individual components at impressive scale. Fiber backbones routinely handle terabit-class traffic. Wi-Fi 7 supports tens of thousands of simultaneous users in stadiums, and SDN enables programmable network control across large campuses. However, no single building has ever required all of these at city scale simultaneously. The core feasibility challenge is integration and management complexity, not any single technology gap. With current 800G/1.6T switching, single-mode fiber, private 5G per CBRS, Wi-Fi 7, and AI-driven network management, Arcology One's network is technically achievable but represents an engineering coordination problem of unprecedented scope. Next, AI and compute infrastructure, AI governance. AI governance for the Arcology encompasses the regulatory frameworks, ethical principles, technical standards, and operational oversight mechanisms governing how autonomous AI systems make decisions affecting 10 million residents across every domain, from HVAC and fire safety to resource allocation and access control. The field is rapidly maturing. ISO 42001:2023 provides the first international AI management system standard. The EU AI Act's high-risk system rules take effect August 2026. NIST's AI risk management framework is gaining traction, and commercial governance platforms, Credo AI, Holistic AI, Monitor, can manage enterprise-scale AI portfolios. However, no existing framework addresses the Arcology's unique challenge, a single enclosed structure where thousands of interdependent AI systems make safety-critical, life-affecting decisions at a density and consequence level that exceeds any current deployment by 100-1000X. The gap between enterprise AI governance, managing dozens of models, and Arcology scale governance, managing thousands of interconnected autonomous systems affecting 10 million people, is the defining technical challenge. Next, urban design and livability, residential design. Residential design determines whether Arcology One is a place people choose to live or a structure people endure. At 10 million residents across a 5,000-foot ziggurat, the project faces challenges no existing building or city has confronted. Maintaining space efficiency as structural cores consume ever larger floor percentages at extreme heights, creating genuine community in vertical neighborhoods, ensuring daylight, / ventilation, / outdoor access at densities far beyond current supertall towers, and addressing well-documented mental health risks of high-rise living at unprecedented scale. Current supertall residential technology is proven to 500 m. Beyond that, every residential design parameter degrades. The gap between current capability and Arcology scale need is substantial but addressable through terraced, ziggurat, form, modular construction, biophilic integration, and neighborhood-scale community design. Next, institutional design, security architecture. Security architecture for Arcology One encompasses physical security, access control, surveillance, perimeter defense, blast protection, cybersecurity, building management systems, OT/IT convergence, IoT device security, emergency evacuation at vertical city scale, and resilience against cascading infrastructure failures. The state of the art for individual components, AI video analytics, biometric access control, BMS cybersecurity, evacuation modeling, is mature at building scale. The fundamental challenge is integration and scale. No existing structure combines 10 million occupants, 5,000 vertical feet, millions of IoT devices, and tightly interdependent infrastructure systems. The gap between current capability and Arcology requirements is not primarily technological. It's architectural, requiring a security design philosophy that doesn't yet exist. Finally, construction and logistics, workforce. The workforce subdomain addresses the labor force required to design, build, and commission Arcology 1, a challenge with no precedent in construction history. The largest modern construction workforces peak at 100,000 to 140,000 workers, NEOM's the line, with the Burj Khalifa peaking at 12,000 and the Three Gorges Dam at 40,000. Arcology 1, at roughly 25x the volume of the Burj Khalifa with a 3.5-mile base, would likely require a sustained peak workforce of 150,000 to 300,000 workers over a multi-decade build, effectively a mid-sized city of construction workers that must be recruited, trained, housed, fed, transported, and managed. The U.S. construction industry already faces a structural deficit of 500,000 workers annually, with 40% of the current workforce approaching retirement. Arcology 1 would need to either create a parallel training infrastructure or fundamentally transform construction productivity through robotics, modular prefabrication, and AI-driven workforce optimization. This is feasible in principle, but requires breakthroughs in workforce logistics at a scale never attempted. That concludes today's briefing. Across 9 sessions, we identified 0 domain experts and 0 AI systems relevant to the Arcology project. This has been a Life with AI research briefing. Full reports are available at lifewhitai.ai.